Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This program is coming to you from Guelph, Ontario in Canada, where I am attending the IFAJ Congress. That's International Federation of Agricultural Journalists. But before we get into our program, I would like to just thank our sponsor, Growmark, locally owned and globally strong. In this week's program, I'm going to share a conversation with Owen Roberts. He is the co-chair for the IFAJ Congress. Owen is an instructor at the University of Guelph, has been for quite some time, and has accomplished a lot of things in his years there, mainly in this area of agricultural communications. So it was very appropriate for him to also be involved in the activities before the Congress, which were a master class program and a boot camp program. These are two very different programs of the IFAJ to provide assistance and leadership development and journalism skills. And I'm going to let him explain that in our conversation, as well as look ahead to the activities that are going to take place here at the Congress.
Owen, it's great to be here and participate. Since I've been a little stymied the last couple of years, thanks to volcanoes and other things. So great to be here in Canada. What I'd like to start out with, before we look at the Congress program itself, is before the Congress starts, we had this year essentially two other programs, one called IFAJ Masterclass and also Boot Camp. We combined those groups together one day, then they had their own separate programs the next day. I think it's the first time for that happening. But some people may not understand what we're doing in terms of professional improvement and educational opportunities here like these. And I'd like to maybe just point out the differences and sort of define masterclass versus boot camp, just for people who may not understand that.
Okay. Well, thanks for the opportunity to explain that, Chuck. Let's start with the boot camp. The boot camp is a value-added feature. How's that for an agricultural term? A value-added feature of the IFAJ All-Tech Young Leaders Award. So the Young Leaders Award was established by IFAJ and All-Tech to help develop young leaders in their respective guilds. And you, as you probably know, there's 31 member countries now in IFAJ. So we're thinking about, here's another good Aggie term, succession planning. So we're thinking, who will be the next young leaders? And rather than hope they come along, we want to do something to be proactive and help them, help the guilds develop these folks, because we know it's important for the health of the organization to have some young people in. And just like farming, ag journalism, ag communications has had its challenge of attracting young people. But we really feel like they're starting to come now. They're starting to see all the interest there is externally in agriculture and food. So we've developed this program, the Young Leaders Award, and to enhance the Young Leaders Award, we added the boot camp this year. So the boot camp is a specialization in which the young leaders can come and pick up more leadership skills, is what it boils down to.
Now, at the same time, we also have the master class.
Right. So the master class is a separate one. It's one of these wonderful coincidences that two great programs are starting at the same time. And we thought the master class would specifically be geared towards people from underdeveloped countries or developing countries who wouldn't have the same type of professional development opportunities in their country that they could get through an IFAJ professional development opportunity. So that's the distinction between the two. IFAJ Young Leaders Award about leadership, Masterclass program about professional development.
Can you describe the mix of the participants that we had this year? Because it was a very varied group in terms of, I think, not only some skill levels, but certainly countries around the world.
Well, the selection process is fascinating. When you think about young leaders are all picked, identified by their respective guilds. So we know those folks are ones that have been identified as having the potential for leadership and just need a little extra encouragement, perhaps. So those are all from the selection for the young leaders comes from member countries. Now, the selection for the master class comes from non-member countries. And IFAJ has been making a concerted effort to reach out to non-member countries. According to the Constitution of the IFAJ, member countries have to have freedom of the press. If they don't have those, we can't actually take them on as full members, but we can still reach out to them because there's a lot of people in underdeveloped countries who are reporting on agriculture.
Well, we had a great program. I was happy to be able to participate in that. And I guess in the case of both of these programs, they're going to continue to develop themselves since they are relatively new. But I guess the things I've heard have all been positive. Our sponsors in Alltech on the boot camp and young leader side and Pioneer on the master class side, I think seem very pleased with the participation, response, results. Hope they'll stay involved with us too. But let's turn now to the Congress that we're just about to embark on. Probably in the background, a lot of people might hear some noise. That's because we're on a bus going to a social activity. And in addition to the professional improvement opportunities, the farm visits that we'll do, social is a big part of this too.
Well, the social is actually relationship building. There's no denying it's fun, but journalism is about relationships. Communications is about relationships. And we've seen lifelong relationships, friendships develop through IFAJ. I think that's because there's some commonality among the participants. Even though there's a lot of us gathered here, it's still a pretty small profession. And I've been a journalist, I've been a non-ag journalist, and I've been a journalist. And an ag journalist, I mean. I've been a non-ag journalist, and I've been an ag journalist. And the camaraderie among ag journalists, the support that they give each other, as evidenced by the support that IFAJ gets at a Congress, is really significant. And that, to me, reflects this whole relationship-building idea that journalism is really about.
Well, today we had an opportunity for some of us who were here early to go to Canada's Outdoor Farm Show, I guess the biggest farm show in Canada, if I got that right. It was a great day. I probably could have easily squeezed another hour or so out there if we had had the opportunity, but wonderful start. What kind of program does our host country have for us this year?
The theme of this year's Congress is Experience New World Agriculture. Now, Canada's been around since 1867, and we think that's pretty old. They have grapevines in Germany and in Italy and a lot of our member countries that are much older than Canada. And so a lot of our member countries still consider us the New World, as they would consider the United States the New World to an extent. So we really thought a lot about that, and we thought we can give a nod to the immigrant farmers who helped open up Canadian agriculture, at the same time as we can give a nod to the countries that are members of IFAJ by basing our whole Congress on this theme, Experience New World Agriculture. So what we're going to be doing, a lot of the farms we'll be visiting. And I can safely say we didn't really plan it this way, but in Ontario and Canada, when you go out and visit farms, odds are you're visiting a farm that was developed by an immigrant at some point within the last 200 years. Yeah.
So, in essence, we're going to have an opportunity. Well, first, there's the business of the organization has to be taken care of, i.e. the board, executive committee, et cetera. But we get together for reception, and then we kind of part ways and go out on multiple tours, visiting the different lakes in the region and getting there and back and meeting back up in Niagara Falls.
Well, and it's funny how in Ontario, the agriculture, distinct agriculture pockets are reflected in the geographically by the Great Lakes. Down towards the Lake Erie area, we've got the big greenhouse industry. We have a big, a lot of corn and soybeans. Up towards Lake Huron, we have more dairy and beef. And then towards Lake Ontario, there's smaller farms. That's where the niche markets have come along. And there's a big winery, a big vineyard industry that's developing there as well. And so we wanted people to have the opportunity to see, if you happen to be a livestock reporter, you could go on one tour. If you were a crop reporter, you could go on another. And if you're a nouveau agriculture reporter, there's a spot for you as well.
Well, when we get back together in Niagara Falls, what are we going to do when we get there?
IFAJ members have repeatedly said that at a Congress, they want professional development. Yes, indeed, they do want to build relationships and they want some social time. But they've said many times they want professional development. So we have a professional development program there that, again, is based significantly on New World agriculture. But it's also based on some new topics like the food versus fuel debate, some interesting perspectives on international communications in developing countries, and the involvement of radio, actually. Kind of radio that we're doing now, internet radio, on the impact on farming, and using that as a medium.
Well, and we'll conclude it all with some sort of little get-together at the end there, maybe?
Well, it just so happens there's a great rockin' band that we've lined up called the GMOs, the Genetically Modified Orchestra, and I can attest to the quality of this band. I've heard it for years. 10 years I've heard this band, actually. And then we have an awards banquet planned, and at which time the best of the best will be awarded, and then we'll close it out.
Wonderful. Well, I am looking forward to it. Like I said, I kind of had my issues getting to the last two Congresses, but I'm here, and it's just been wonderful so far. I really want to thank our host country and, of course, my sponsor, Pioneer, for coverage again of this year's Congress. They've been very supportive of what we've done in helping make that possible. So thank you, Owen Roberts, one of our co-chairs for this year's Congress. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This is a song called Journalism 101. By Haya Sika. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Free the culture, more empowerment and knowledge. And this one is documented, verifiable, valid and solid. It's common knowledge. Yeah, yeah. Journalism 101, bring some herbs and bring some hemp paper, come and make we lift the voices and the tongues and tell the people the king where them await for come, yeah. Journalism 101, bring some herbs and bring some hemp paper, come and make we lift the voices and the tongues and tell the people the king where them are. The emperor shine bright like high noon, even at night the silhouette upon the moon. At the conquering lion, no cone, no fish with no spoon. Last of our icy plants grow fast like the plants when they bloom. Wake up, rise up from the tomb. The babes of today eyes open up from the womb. And as they was a, and comes a time to rule a never-ending cycle. Yesterday makes way for the new. Journalism 101, bring some herbs and bring some hemp paper, come and make we lift the voices and the tongues and tell the people the king where them await for come. Selassie I. Journalism 101, bring some herbs, somebody bring some hemp paper, come and make we lift the voices and the tongues and tell the people the king where them are.
I recollect on early stages. 25 years ago I became an earthling nursing. But church them some born in a sin. I try pollute my mind, but we rise up out of the thing I sing. The Lord of Lords, the Lion of Judah, King of Kings, defend the faith. I wear the cross from Ethiopia's own yard. Four corners of Safari, I took a walk, and then the light spark, I shine light in the dark. Journalism 101, bring some herbs and bring some hemp paper come and make we lift the vices and the tongues and tell the people the king where they my way from come. Yeah, yeah. Journalism 101, bring some herbs, I beg you, bring some hemp paper come and make we lift the vices and the tongues. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, extra, extra news just seen. I have seen the end of Babylon has begin. All over the world, people agitating. They wanna make a change, we got to start from within. No more control, exploiting of the poor, but the whole who's ready for everything. Mystical time, I hear whispering the wind. Stay tuned for more, I have seeker reporting. Journalism 101, bring some herbs and bring some and paper come and make we lift the vices and the tongues and tell the people the king where them are ever come. Yeah, yeah. Journalism 101, bring some herbs and bring some and paper come and make we lift the vices and the tongues. Ah. The emperor shine bright like high noon. All the night the silhouette up on the moon. And the conquering lion no cono. This with a spoon last of our icy plant. Grow fast like the plants when they bloom. Wake up, rise up from the tomb. The babes of today eyes open up from the womb. And as there was a and it comes a trying to rule a never ending cycle. Yesterday makes way for the new. Journalism 101, bring some herbs and bring some and paper come on, make we lift the vices and the tongues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.